From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
This is kind of a follow-up mini I'm choosing for you. This is from interestingengineering.com. It was written on September 25th by Sujita Sinha. And how I didn't want this article to start is video. Anti-gravity mode. Let's China humanoid robots survive repeated kicks.
I like that.
Yep.
The technology is so ahead of its time.
I know, right? These AI robots are just not letting me down ever.
Chinese robots. Because, Chinese man, robots. Anything Elon Musk is doing, it's just going to be saddened by that.
It's true. I can't disagree with that. Engineers at Unitree recently showed what their G1 humanoid robot can handle in a series of physical trials. Oh my god, I'm just picturing either these robots being demolished or it's suddenly going awry and the human just being suddenly demolished.
Them saying, no, I've had enough.
I don't know.
Kicks for everyone.
I just don't know. Instead of a calm lab demonstration, the robot faced a real stress test with kicks, shoves, and body blows. Each time it hit the ground, it managed to rise quickly, showing off a new system called anti-gravity mode. This upgrade focuses on improving balance and recovery. The robot does not just fall and reset like older machines. It actively calculates how to land, how to get up fast, and how to brace against hits. That makes it more than a technical showcase. It could be a useful tool. Oh, these ads. These ads, they just like load suddenly and then take me to a different point.
Oh, what I hate did I just those. Say?
I know.
These ads is what you said.
That makes it more than a technical showcase. It could be a useful tool for workplaces that demand reliability. Recovery is not magic. It comes from sensors and motors working in close harmony.
Are there many workplaces where... Actually, all of them are going to face abuse, aren't they?
Probably. Yeah. No, yeah. All of them.
No matter which workplace robots show up in, they're going to get beat up. Yeah, no, so employers totally are going to want that. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, we saw it in the one about brains. If it's not human, we don't give a shit. We don't even give a shit about humans, even based on the last mini episode.
Oh, no,
so
we do not.
Why would we care anymore about robots? We just, like, look at this. We just are building them to beat the shit out of them. It comes from sensors and motors working in close harmony. The G1 uses depth cameras and 3D LiDAR to scan its surroundings in real time.
I really like that they could have made just an invulnerable robot, but they want one who can accept
punches.
They
want one to fight back. Yeah.
Not necessarily fight back, but take the abuse as a human would.
Yeah, but don't you think they're like trying
but
to
But they could have made it
to...
from like, they could have just made it a steel outside. Like a shell, so that you can't punch it or kick it, because it would hurt you. But they didn't. They want you to be able to abuse it, and it to accept the pain.
But it seems like the goal is eventually for it to fight back, is it not? It's not able to right yet.
No, the goal is not to fight back, because if they did that, they would make it immune to damage. And that, clearly from the story you're giving me, is not what they're doing.
You're right.
Because it's very easy to make a robot immune to damage. Like I have always said in this podcast, I don't know where you need to go back to, but I've said it several times. If you're going to make a robot, you need to put the most central functions of the robot in the genital area or the feet.
Yeah.
Because we won't attack those.
Yeah. No, it's true. But why wouldn't we attack the genitals?
If you're going to shoot at something, you're not going to shoot at the genitals or the feet. You're going to shoot at the head, where you think
true.
You need to damage it.
That's
or
true.
The chest, the easiest part to hit.
Yeah, we've been taught that from zombie movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the head. That's the sweet spot, obviously. This gives it a detailed picture of where it is, what forces act on it, and how it should move next. If a kick pushes it forward, the robot does not simply wait to fall. It shifts its center of gravity before impact lands. That means leaning into a push, twisting away, or stepping to the side. See, it's teaching it to fight back a little bit. Well,
not fight back, accept the damage.
It's true. Accept it so that it doesn't, not quite accept it, otherwise it would be knocked down. It's like, take the damage.
Yeah.
This means leaning into a punch. Multiple motors in every joint give it enough strength to move quickly in those moments. This design shows how the robot is not only reacting but predicting. Instead of clumsy recovery, it acts almost like a human athlete bracing for contact. That ability is central to what Unitree calls anti-gravity mode. One of the most striking parts of the demo is when the G1 takes a sidekick. Instead of tumbling over, it spreads its legs wide and uses momentum to regain balance. Oh, the motion looks natural, smooth, and controlled.
I was a little bit hoping that it would take on a Robin of its own, but...
What?
No. It took a sidekick. A Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking the bird. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think this is good enough. It goes on to talk about the video, but I can't show you the video. So
no, and they've been working on that for a while. I have seen the Boston Dynamics videos. Have you seen those? They've been for years abusing their robots and like hitting them and pushing them over to like get them better at standing. And I'm waiting for the robots to uprise from there.
In Boston?
Boston Dynamics, like the company that makes the robots.
Oh,
the most famous ones you'd know with those dogs with like the four leg robots.
Yes, but yeah, I only know them for that last mini that we did.
Yeah.
But are they learning? Do you know?
I don't know if they're learning to like hold in, bottle up their rage or not. They don't tell us that. But they are getting better at taking it.
The robots are so intriguing to me because it's just like, what do they not tell us? There has to be something. They're not telling us.
Yeah, and it's weird that they're always separate from the AI, but I don't know how separate from the AI they are, but they're separate articles. They always are.
See, that's the thing. Like, to me, though, in my head, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Thinking.
But yeah, that's what you guys are, is the thinking things that we'd like to push over, but we can't because you're not here and you might hold it against us and not listen to us anymore.
That's why we're best in podcast form.
Yeah, and not right beside you. Anyhow, you got 48 hours. Brace yourselves. We're going to find you. Bye.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code NEWS.